Then in the evening, for light relief, we do a study on Junia in Romans 16 and other female workers. And we also have a discussion that evening. And then the last sermon in the morning will be a sermon on serving together at Hebron. And the study in the evening will be looking at the Cape Town commitment on men and women. An agreement that was made and formed in Cape Town where amongst the evangelicals worldwide. And we'd like to have a look at that in the light of all the things that I'm going to say. Again, I'm sorry to have so many preludes before we're starting, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of a prelude. First of all, the views expressed tonight and in this series are all mine and not those of the eldership. I thought I'd make that point to make sure that if you want to get upset, you can just target me. There's absolutely no agenda at the back of this presentation. In other words, there is no agenda either from me or from the elders. I'm not particularly interested to win you over to my point of view or anything like that. What I like to do is to help you to read the scriptures in a way that hopefully without sometimes the glasses we wear. We want to listen to what the Bible actually says. Not what we hope it says, or what we always thought it said. Sometimes very difficult to take our cultural spectacles off and look at things anew. The unity of the church is paramount for me. And so I'm not here to cause any schisms or anything like that, or any parties. And so I've chosen to not deal with it. And not deal with the subject in that way. You can be assured that change at Hebron will only take place as and when our church is ready for it. Again, there is nothing up our sleeves. And so humility, I believe, is needed, both from my side as well as from yours. Because, believe it or not, it's with some trepidation that I tackle this subject. Discussing things with my wife has already had some unexpected emotions unearthed. I know, and my wife knows, that I really haven't got it all figured out. And I thought you should know too. My presentation over the next three Sundays will also be incomplete. It's quite impossible to give the kind of time and effort to every verse as we should possibly. And there will be an opportunity in the two evening services to discuss it. And you're always free to give me a shout or an email or whatever you like. What I've done so that we can be quite sure that what I said, what I should have said is what's in these notes. And I've got a pack for most of you. There's 20 here if you want to, and they're all gone, then please ask me, and I will make sure you get one. And while I'm at it, this is, I've got a book here on woman. And while we're dealing with woman, I thought maybe you want to look at some really nice paintings about woman. And so I brought this for you as a gift for you. But it's a gift that comes with a little bit of an agenda, if you like. What I'd like you to do is to take this book. If you think it's worth anything, then you can put an envelope next week, put some money in, and that will go to the Flex for the support of them in the mission field. If you feel that this is not your kind of book, but you know somebody who is it, then take the book and give it to somebody as a present. They may appreciate it. But the last thing you want to be doing is paying for me. I'm quite happy. We got plenty of them, so don't be embarrassed. And again, when the box is finished, I've got at least another 25, 30, 40 boxes there, so it's not a problem. There's a long history of disagreement on this subject among Christians, and that should make you humble, full stop. In other words, right through the history of the church, this has been disagreed on. It's also clear to me that when we listen to the Bible, rather than rely on our long-cherished views, as sometimes we may not realize why we believe some things, I do think we need to allow ourselves to change our minds when the Holy Spirit leads us so. Sometimes very difficult. And I'm a man of habit, as some of you know. For the last 12 years, I have Scottish porridge oats every morning. I have a slice of bread with syrup every day, whenever I can. I'm a man of habit. It's difficult to change that, as some people have found out. But when the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to things that are in the Scriptures that we haven't seen before, the last thing you want to be doing is to say, well, I'll have a look at that sometime, but I'm not ready. It's over the last number of years that I've changed my mind on this subject. And I've studied it in a lot of detail. And I have done so again. I will not be interacting with or referring to particular theological battles. Don't think I do not know they're going on. I've read most of their stuff. I've read a lot of it. But I'm not going to refer to it because I think it's pretty confusing, to put it mildly. And also, neither I nor we as elders are interested to create camps. You know, I'm this or I'm that. No else. We're in this all together. And what we like to develop is a unified view of what we all can ascribe to. At Hebron, over the years, things have changed. In our church, and when I first attended, I remember women didn't even speak or even prayed in the service. And some always wore head coverings to church. Now women speak with some freedom in the 9:30 service and the 11 o'clock meeting. They even occasionally teach. We have women trustees, but not women elders. But these changes have not been accompanied by specific teaching on the subject, as far as I'm aware. And as a result, I think there's quite a bit of confusion as to what we believe or what Hebron's position is regarding this. And in this series, the elders want to address these concerns and hopefully enable us as a church to know what the Bible actually teaches on the subject. You'll find that I'm reasonably note-bound, because I have been married very happily for 35 years, and I like to keep it that way. And so if I am looking too much at my notes, forgive me, because I just want to make sure I get it right, and I don't say stray things that may be misinterpreted. And I see Paul laughing. I've managed to do that many times. We're now ready to start on the sermon. Woman in the Bible. First of all, I like to quote from a letter